We'd been hanging upside down for about an hour. But it's very peaceful, you know, listening to the sound of bellbirds and tui and the sound of the slow popping of vertebrae one by one. But vision was starting to go a little blurry, and so it was time I kind of unstrapped ourselves and we got down from the table. Our next prescribed activity was at the Blenheim Public Pool, where we stretched on our extra-large wetsuit and slunk like ninjas towards the deep end of the pool, because they knew us here. We were on a mission. 98 tumble turns on the spot later, we rushed out to the bathroom and vomited. A few days later, we were at our appointment at Nelson Hospital to see, let's just call him Dr. Seymour Bush, where he very... What's wrong with that name? So he very firmly manoeuvred his hands on my very large stomach. But he soon gave up and he said, you know, you have a very stubborn baby. You have a very stubborn baby and it would be very irresponsible if you didn't get a C-section. I said, oh, okay. You see, babies in New Zealand are supposed to be born with their heads down and my baby's bum was firmly down. They call it breech position. And the theory is, you see, the more time you spend upside down, you kind of confuse the baby and they're like, whoa, I don't know which way's up, and they end up going the other way. But it wasn't really working. And so I said to him, you know, what's the real issue with this whole breech thing? And he said, well, basically, the baby's head can get stuck and it will die. And then he proceeded to draw a stick figure picture of this happening to me. I said, okay, so is there... Before I kind of whipped out the calendar, I didn't have a smartphone back then, but before I whipped out the calendar and booked in the birthday, I said, you know, it's quite a big deal. Like, is there any kind of other information I can learn about this? Is there any way I can be a bit more informed? He said, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that information. Just leave it up to us. Well, that was the wrong thing for a man to say to a female about a very female process that I just wanted to learn more about. So I did. With the help of my amazing midwife, I learned that it is actually possible to have a safe, natural breech birth, so long as the right things are in place. So fast forward a few more days, about 5 days, I was trying for a natural breech birth. I was in Motueka, and things were going proceeding quite nicely, so it was time to hop in my trusty little red Corolla and make our way to Nelson Hospital. So we hop in the car, I'm in the back seat, husband's in the passenger seat, stepfather at the wheel, midwife's in the car behind. Turn on the car, and the bloody Breeze radio station just belts out full volume, Shania Twain. I reach out, and I've grabbed my husband down, my fingers are literally digging into his skin, and I'm like, turn that fucking Hare Krishna music on right now. Which he did. He's a smart man. And Hare Krishna took me to another place. It was calm. I was in control. I was powerful. A few minutes later, I let out a roar that would put a stag to shame. You see, I was in my primal place now. But the men in the car, well, they were freaking out. We had Ernie, my husband, sort of sweat dripping off the forehead, stepfather, you know, white knuckles on the wheel, just absolutely panic-stricken. But I was just in the zone, in the back seat. Anyway, we made it into Nelson Hospital, and I sort of waddle out, clutching Hare Krishna to my chest and the portable speaker. I'm like demanding that Ernie's there carrying, like, no, you must carry this old fat laptop that has the music on it and all the bags. And he's like, okay. And we're going through Nelson Hospital and Hare Krishna is just blasting through the hospital. And we get into the elevator, doors close, you know, the chanting continues, the roars continue. Doors open, Hare Krishna's with me all the way, and I just beeline it for the nearest room, really. I'm up on the bed, up on all fours. And 10 minutes later, a beautiful, healthy baby was born, bum first. So don't get me wrong, I'm super grateful to have access to obstetrics, to C-sections in this country when you need them. But for a female process, we need to be fully informed to be fully empowered, and let that stag roar. Thank you.